Blog Talk Radio.
When the war is won, we will be strong. We will be strong. Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to come on the air today to be able to talk with you. And if you like to participate, you can feel free to jump right in here. Just call our switchboard at 347-850-1598. That's 347-850-1598. And we'll definitely get you right in here so that we can conversate together. And it's been a very challenging weekend for me. Laid my wonderful, beautiful mother of 90 years, her body to rest, and we know where she's in and everything, and that's exciting. But just to be able to experience that, the loss of a person who birthed you into the world, knowing that that's it, that's the end of the road, and is quite heartfelt. And so please bear with me today as I do today's program. There's a lot that's going on that we need to really talk about. And of course, I can't get it all, but I'm going to do my best to try to talk about as much of it as I can. But it's been 26 years since Rodney King was arrested and brutally beaten by law enforcement in L.A. And the truth be told, what's changed? Did you hear what I said? The truth be told, what's changed? Then let's talk about Terrell Thomas, whose death from dehydration in the Milwaukee County Jail deserves far more media attention than it generated. And likewise, what's going on with the water situation in Flint, Michigan? And also weeks before a jury will be picked in a sexual assault case, Bill Cosby is prepping for his trial, and also, too, a comedy comeback. Well, there's so much that's going on. I don't even think we'll be able to scratch the surface, but we want you to participate, too. Maybe there's something out there that appeals to you you'd like to talk about. Give us a call here at 347-850-1598. We'll be more than glad to talk with you. I have my co-host on the air with me today, Miss Bianca Forbes. She's a wonderful person who has tremendous insight, too, and she's running our board as we're going to be interjecting some perspectives as you know, I'm male, she's female, and so our perspectives are on the same page. But I'm sure sometimes may be a little different. But also, too, were you aware, Bianca, that the White House announced President Donald Trump has fired the FBI Director James Comey? Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, he's fired him. And, you know, some said this was coming, but if you know, James Comey, who is the FBI director, was the one, I think it was a week before the election, he released some information concerning Hillary Clinton's campaign. And I think it went downhill from there. But also, too, after the election, when Donald Trump was elected, he also revealed some information that the Russians had tampered with the elections. And I want to ask this question, Bianca. Do you think that we should be having outside interference in our political structure today?
At this stage, no. We're so advanced in technology. On the contrary, that it might make it easier for other countries or other interferences to happen. But it's not fair considering that people are taking their time to go out and vote. And as far as even new voters who haven't gotten a chance to vote, their vote isn't being taken seriously.
You most certainly are right. It's not being taken seriously. And what in the business does Russia have meddling in our democracy? It's just uncalled for. Well, I guess that President Trump has had enough of it, and he just decided to, in breaking news, to put it to rest concerning the FBI director, and he's fired him. And, you know, I think he kind of likes firing people. When he had that program, what was that program called?
The Apprentice.
Yes, The Apprentice. And what was his main thing that he said was, you're fired. Well, I tell you, after his 4 years is up, I think he may be hearing the same thing, you're fired. But we want to get to the bottom of this here about what happened here concerning the FBI director being fired. And it seems like Donald Trump has made up his mind that enough is enough. And when he makes his mind up that enough is enough, that's it. That's the way it goes. But we're going to be trying to get some more insight on this here because we don't have all the information on it. But we do have some insight on it, and we do want to be able to give you some of that. So we'll be picking that up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're having some technical difficulties. It's should be coming on, but I'm not going to give up. Well, that technical reality is not playing, so we'll have to exit out of that until we get able to get that fixed. But anyway, it's unfortunate that that is something that has happened, and we want to hear your comments on that. What's your take on that? Because that just seems inappropriate for something like that to take place. And we want to do our best to be able to correct all of that. I can't get that fixed here. But anyway, as we stated, it's been 26 years since Rodney King was arrested and brutally beaten by law enforcement officers in L.A. And it seems like it's just a never-ending story. It's something that's just out of control. And the truth be told, what has changed? Really nothing has changed. And we're going to keep on focusing on that because we know we want to hold our law enforcement officers accountable, that they can be more about community than just policing. And that's something that has to be done. But also, too, we have in terms of what else has transpired, and we do want to pull up some more interesting events that is taking place. What's your thoughts about the situation with Bill Cosby? He's been prepping for trial, and not only trial, but also a comedy comeback. What do you think about that? Do you think that the alleged incidents that he's been involved in, Bianca, he should have a comedy comeback? What do you think about that whole situation?
Well, it hasn't really been proven that that's something that he did. I really feel like it's I feel like we already know that the system is against African Americans, and I feel like they're targeting him. The same thing was alleged against Donald Trump, yet no charges were brought against him, and he's still the president of the United States, and he's been doing whatever he feels he can do and more. He is truly innocent, then I don't feel like there's anything wrong with him having a comedy comeback. But if he is guilty, then no, he needs to sit down.
He needs to sit down. Wonder if he knows he's guilty, but he don't want to sit down. You know, when you got money, you can pay for things that just a common person cannot pay for. And there's all kind of reasons as to why, and I don't think these women are lying. It's just too many of them. But most of us are used to him as Mr. Huxtable, the America's loving dad, but it shows that dad was involved in some hanky-panky to the extent that he's now faced with these charges. So I agree with you. A person is innocent until proven guilty. But it seems like the facts are there to convey some of the actions that got him in that deep situation. And we cannot excuse that at all. We cannot do that. So I, for one, think that he should come clean. That's what I think. Because it's just too many people not to say that something didn't happen. Something did happen. And I don't know. But when we have investigations, we need to be very sharp with what we're looking at. And for President Donald Trump Tuesday to abruptly fire the FBI Director James Comey in a fallout over Comey's probe of the Democratic presidential nomination of Hillary Clinton, emails last week saying that Comey was no longer able to effectively lead the agency. Well, I guess so. As we're talking about the heat being put on you in investigation, he don't want the investigation to lead toward his presidency, that there was some tampering going on by the Russians in terms of trying to make the election lopsided. And he says it is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in his vital law enforcement mission, Trump said in a letter to the fired Comey. But Trump told Comey in the letter he accepted the recommendation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. You know, come on. I mean, to me this seems like a trick that the heat, as the saying goes, if you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, get out. And I think that's exactly what he's doing to this here FBI director, because he serves as the whim of the president anyway. What do you think about that?
I feel like, once again, this is an example of Trump trying to manipulate the system. He knows he's wrong, so he's trying to do what he can to cover it up. It seems like his whole, even in his first 100 days, which have now passed, anyone who has come up against him, he has done what he can to make sure that they're fired or that they resign. So I just think that he's doing that here to instill fear. And that's not the type of leader that we should have in this democratic nation. We should have a leader that's truthful and honest and not trying to hide things. And if he's truthful and he's honest and the Russians didn't do anything to help him win, then why would you be upset with someone else trying to investigate something that was false?
I agree with you 100%. And the letter that that was introduced and that stated that Comey had been involved in the controversy surrounding his probe into whether Clinton's use of a private email server while U.S. Secretary of State during President Barack Obama's first term compromised national security. He also said in the letter that the case should be closed without prosecution, but then declared days before the November 8th election that he had reopened the investigation because of discovery of a new trove of Clinton-related emails. It was a decision Democrats believe cost Clinton the presidential victory. But the White House released a memo by Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein about Comey's action. I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's email, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the nearly universal judgment that he was mistaken. Rosenstein identified several areas in which he said Comey had erred, saying it was wrong of him to usurp then Attorney General's Loretta Lynch authority by announcing the initial conclusion of the email case on July 5th. Comey announced his own conclusion about the nation's most sensitive criminal investigation without the authorization of duly appointed Justice Department leaders. And then he wrote, Comey also ignored another longstanding principle by holding a news conference to release derogatory information about the subject of a declined criminal investigation. Comey told the Senate Judiciary Committee last Wednesday it made him mildly nauseous to think his announcement of the reopening of an investigation into Clinton's email affected the 2016 presidential election, but he had no regrets and would make the same decisions again. What's going on in Washington? It's definitely another shakeup. And we see that I personally think that the fire is getting a little bit too close to the White House, where Trump knows that the next hot button on the agenda, on the front burner, is the meddling of the Russians into the affairs of our democracy. So, hey, to prevent a problem, get rid of the problem. That's what he did. That is exactly what he did. Oh, we could go on and on and on as we talk about different things. But let's talk about Terrell Thomas, who's dead from dehydration in the Milwaukee County Jail, deserves far more media attention. Here this man is incarcerated in Milwaukee, in the jails, and he dies from dehydration. What in the world does that sound like, Bianca?
It kind of sounds insane. I mean, we're in one of the richest nations, and how is this man dying from dehydration and lack of water? And it looks bad on the jail. Like, are they doing foul things to the inmates in there? We pay our tax dollars so that they can not live the most comfortable, but live comfortably. And for that to happen in America is kind of crazy. And nobody's really saying anything about it.
Well, we're saying something about it. That's why we're called Straight Talk. And we're going to say something about it because there's no sense for a inmate to die of dehydration in the jail. That simply just means he's not getting any water. He's not getting any water. Why would you do that to a person like that? He's already in a locked-in situation where he can't do anything. But you're going to starve him and not even quench his thirst? It's just unbelievable. And then we mentioned earlier, too, what's going on with the water situation in Flint. That there is just crazy. Somebody should go to jail over that situation where all those people were not able to enjoy the comforts of having tap water from their faucet because it's contaminated because of rusty pipes that they knew and willfully neglected to. It's a crisis. And some, there should be, excuse me, there should be some accountability held there. I don't know what in the world is wrong when people don't want to be held accountable. What's so wrong with being held accountable? What's wrong with that? Is anything wrong with that?
No, it's nothing wrong with it. People just don't like to be in the hot seat. And it's more convenient for them not to address that issue, so they don't. Nobody's making loud enough noise about it. Nobody's speaking to lawmakers. Nobody's going on enough strikes. We made a little bit of noise for a while, and then we just kind of let it go. So they feel like it's not important.
It's not important. And when a person dies in the jail from the dehydration, it's just unacceptable. And we need to do everything we can to work at that and to help people be able to have adequate water filtration system in their cities, let alone in the jails. It's just uncalled for, and it should not exist like that. It really shouldn't. Oh, I tell you, I don't know. I think that the voters are going to have to pay more strict attention to political situations because they exist, they're real, they do make a difference. In my hometown, as I was just back there for the homegoing services of my beloved mother, who was 90, I was made aware that in the recent election that they had there for the city council, that a young lady by the name of Rita Allen, Rita Ali, who ran, she lost the councilwoman's seat by one vote. One vote. Now, one vote she lost, and that person who lives in that city, Peoria, Illinois, and rightfully so, and thinking, wow, I should have voted. Well, you didn't, and that's why she lost by one vote. We should not take anything for granted, but we do that so much, and that's why conditions happen. If you don't step up to the plate to make a difference, things remain the same. Don't you feel the same way, Bianca?
Yes, I agree with you.
I tell you, your vote do count. So I want you to know, here on Straight Talk, we're concerned about what you have to say, and feel free to register your concern with us because we want to be able to make a difference. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes with Straight Talk every Tuesday at 6:30. We're on the air live telling it just like it is. And we want you to know, wherever you're going through, don't fret, don't worry. It may seem like it's not going to get any better, but it's not the outlook that makes it better. It is the uplook that's going to bring you through. Be encouraged. Trust in your gut intuitions and believe that things are going to get better. Don't allow all the negativity that goes on to stop you from making a difference in society. Have a good day. Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes with Straight Talk.
When the glory comes, it will be out. It will be out. Oh, one day, when the war.